You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. The musical Hamilton is described as America then, told by America now. The music itself is iconic. When you hear the first few chords, you know what it is. And Valley ties to the San Francisco run of the show just got stronger. The role of George Washington is now played by a Bakersfield native. I met him at San Francisco's Orpheum Theater, just outside the stage where it happens. The foyer is bustling after a Sunday matinee. The busy theater and Darnell Abraham's new role make it a little harder for him to go unnoticed.
One of the adjustments for me has been, you know, just kind of going out in public. Folks will come up and ask, you know, are you Washington in Hamilton?
Abraham stepped into the role of George Washington for the San Francisco company of Hamilton a month ago and says he's still learning about the nation's first president.
And my goal with Washington is to strip away the icon and is to really embody the humanity so that we see a man who, yes, was confident, but yet we also see a man who had fears, a man who, when Right-Hand Man comes out, Washington is just really laying it out, saying, you know, we are outgunned, outmanned, I need help.
We are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
There aren't any recordings of Abraham as Washington, so we'll be referring to the original Broadway cast album. In that album, Christopher Jackson plays George Washington. Hamilton the musical tells the story of Alexander Hamilton, one of the nation's founding fathers. During the American Revolution, Hamilton became George Washington's right-hand man. Still, the Virginian war hero looms large throughout the performance.
He is the founding father, and he's our nation's first president. I think in context of this show, I would say he's the adult in the room. He becomes Hamilton's father figure.
The show isn't just a retelling of history. It considers and reckons with some of the nation's messier issues, like war, slavery, and political compromise.
I remember sitting in a studio back in New York City when I was learning the role, and the song History Has Its Eyes on You. I remember being moved to tears to the point where I actually had to stop working and just let it happen. There's a line in there that says, who lives, who dies, who tells your story? You have no control.
You have no control. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you. But remember from here on in, history has its eyes.
Here I am, fast forward 2019, a black man telling a story about an America then. And I just remember feeling overwhelmed with emotion, gratitude, I would even dare say a sense of grief. I am a descendant of enslaved Africans here in America. But in the midst of all of that, I feel empowered because here at this time in our nation's history, I have an opportunity to be a voice for those who were once voiceless.
That's something that makes Hamilton special. It's a show about the mostly white men who helped establish the U.S., told in rap, R&B, and hip-hop music, by people of color. Abraham says he learned some of the show's dance styles growing up in Bakersfield.
Both of my sisters are dancers, and so, you know, one of them would think of some new dance routine, and they need another body, so my sisters, they would pull me in, and so I would learn very simple street dance steps, and then I also remember stepping, and we see elements of that in the show.
Despite the twist on musical theater, Abraham's mom, Loane Powell, says it's a great opportunity to see history retold.
Now it allows for our children, like for my grandchildren, they're taught this in school, but we're going to take them to see the play and have it performed by people who look like them, which is going to catch their attention.
She and her husband, Tyrone Powell, have already seen the show in San Francisco, but not with their son as George Washington. When they attended, Abraham was playing Aaron Burr.
I have one friend that, when he was a little boy, she said, he's going to be president. And so she texted me and she said, I told you he was going to be president.
Powell adds that what also makes this show special is that she always told her children to learn from history because it always comes back around. To prepare for the show, immersing himself in history is what Abraham has done.
When you go into his room, like, he's watching documentaries on George Washington, he's watching documentaries on King George, just so he could get a deeper understanding for all these characters.
That's Lily Ling, the music director and conductor for the San Francisco Company of Hamilton. Abraham says when he was in school, there wasn't really a hometown musical theater role model for him to look up to.
I had my dreams and my ambitions. I remember watching Denzel Washington movies and being inspired by him. I remember watching Sidney Poitier.
I can only imagine. I know, so I'm from Fresno and Audra McDonald is like...
Correct.
You know, you were like the Bakersfield Audra McDonald.
Oh my gosh, the fact that you just put Audra McDonald and I in the same sentence. Audra, I hope you're listening to this because that is, I'm stuttering over my words right now. That's huge.
But Abraham does realize he's a role model for others now. Just last week, he flew back to Bakersfield to see his old school, former teachers, and current students at Dr. Juliet Thorner Elementary School.
My grandmother would always say, pay it forward. And so it was a really unique and wonderful opportunity to do just that, to say thank you, but also to now go and just sit down with the kids, you know, talk about what makes them excited.
He says Hamilton feels like a celebration because he's in his home state, near family, and he's had the chance to say thank you. He's focusing on the show in front of him and just feeling lucky to be alive right now. Hamilton will be performing in San Francisco at the Orpheum Theater through January. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in San Francisco.